Hi, it's Valerie Smaldone. Welcome back to America Weekend. So in this segment, I want to talk about our potential, how to push past the ordinary and really thrive. Kara Bradley is a yoga teacher, mental strength coach, and entrepreneur. She's been teaching elite athletes and teams about mental strength and is the co-founder of a mindfulness movement. She's got a new book out, On the Verge, Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine. And here's what's interesting. As a competitive runner, Kara found a way to get past being okay, an okay runner, and surpassed her own personal best record. Using this principle, Kara went on to find ways to live what she calls a high-voltage life. Hey, Kara, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you so much, Valerie. It's super to be here.
There's a lot to talk about in your life. You've done an awful lot, and you have a lot to share. But first, take me back to those college days when you were running track, when you were a good runner, and then something shifted in you.
Well, I had this phenomenal race, my last race of my track career. I was 19 years old. And knowing it was my last race, I went off and I did a few things differently than I normally did as a mediocre track runner. And in that race, something shifted in me where I was able to surpass my personal best by an incredible 6 seconds. And I had this extraordinary feeling that I had no doubt, no fear, and complete confidence and a surge of strength that I'd never felt before. And so for the rest of my career, for the rest of my days, I've been looking at that race to ask, what did I do? And how do I do that on purpose every day?
And what did you do? And by the way, 6 seconds for a runner is a huge amount of time.
Right. And that was what was so extraordinary about it. I said, wait a second. I had this in me my whole career. This is crazy. So what I've determined now 30 years later is that what happened to me on the track was that I was able to settle my mind and settle my nervous system in a way that allowed me to access my potential. We talk about potential a lot in life. It's everywhere, stamped on every billboard and lipstick, as I like to say. But what does it really mean to be able to access what is already dormant and waiting inside of us all? Well, for so many of us, it's really about shifting beyond our busy mind and all of the patterns and habits that we've accumulated in a lifetime that just hold us back and block us.
And so later in life, you co-founded this mindfulness movement, which is obviously very important to you, which was born on that day on the track.
Yes. Yeah, so I believe that through simple movement and through rhythmic movement, whether it be through running or yoga or swimming or rowing, we can help to steady our mind in a way that allows us to experience this brilliant aliveness that's available to every single one of us in any moment.
You know what's interesting? As you're talking about that last race, I was thinking to myself of a similar circumstance where, let's say you're going on an audition, right? If you're an actor, performer, and you're always nervous, you're in a room with other people. And at some point when you just don't care any longer, or it doesn't matter, or you give it up, it's better. You free your mind and you free your ability to perform. So since that was your final race, you had done your career, you were on your way. Do you feel that part of that came to play?
Oh, no doubt. I've been exploring and experimenting with how to tap into my natural strengths and how to help other people do so as well. And so this isn't an unusual experience, what happened to me. I believe it happens to us all day long. We shift into these spaces and these pauses in our daily lives, whether it be when we glimpse a sunset or smell a cup of coffee or meet somebody's gaze. There are these moments when all of a sudden time seems to stand still and we feel this surge of what I call high definition, high voltage living.
That's a really great way of putting it. And I agree with that. There are glimpses and moments in life. And the idea is to have more of them, I think, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So you work with very elite athletes and teams. What are some of the stumbling blocks you come across when dealing with these athletes for them?
Well, I love working with teams because these elite athletes, they have, you know, in a lot of ways, they've got the motivation to really understand what holds them back during competition. What I do with the teams is that I use movement, simple movements such as yoga, to help them see their mind, to help them notice the moment they start to shut down mentally, and to start to become really familiar with how fear arises when doubt arises, because it's the same thing on the field. And I tell them all the time, you know, this yoga pose is really telling you exactly how you play in the heat of competition. You can learn that.
I am thinking of when I'm watching a baseball game. It's the bottom of the ninth, two outs, batter goes to the plate, and I'm so nervous for that person because everything is riding on that last individual. I see a calm person oftentimes. This is obviously a trained athlete.
That's right. That's right. And there's a lot of athletes that even though they're physically trained, their mind may not be trained. So that's why I call myself a mental strength coach, because I can help through movement, through meditation, through just familiarizing yourself with your mental patterns, help you to recognize how you're showing up on the court, on the golf course, wherever.
In your new book, On the Verge, you have a number of tips and tricks, in a way, to help ourselves. You have five of them to hack your busy mind. Could you share some of those?
Yes. Yes. Because I believe we're all athletes, right? We're all just looking for ways to show up in our lives and to shine every single day, whether it be with our parents or with our parents, with our children, at work. We just want to show up and shine. So some of the practices that I offer are super simple. Shifting or hacking your busy mind is a way of glimpsing or recognizing moments when you're not suffocating yourself in thinking, when you're not frenzied and stressed. And you can train yourself to shift and pause all day long. And this is some of the simple practices and strategies I offer in the book.
Sounds like you're driving a car, you know, where you're moving the gears around.
Oh, that's such a great way to put it, Valerie. And it's absolutely giving you access to the knobs, to those control knobs that we all have. We've just lost our capacity to recognize when our minds start running away from us or our emotions start taking over. We all have the capacity to settle down and to show up and in every moment of our lives.
I'm speaking with Kara Bradley, author of the new book, On the Verge, Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine. Kara, you have a very varied life. You have a yoga studio. You train athletes. You're a speaker. You have a podcast. So how do you juggle all of this and keep your life high voltage, as you like to put it?
That's a great question. It's a loaded question, I have to say. But honestly, I really try to live my life an hour at a time. I can't let myself get too far ahead, and I can't let myself get too far behind. I try to take it an hour at a time. How can I show up and shine in this hour to the best of my ability?
I think that's a great practice, by the way, because oftentimes you can plan, and then things happen that are going to shift those plans anyway. So how do you stay in the moment? This is something we're all trying to do in a very busy and overstimulated life. I wanted to talk before we have to say goodbye to you today about the idea that people settle for being okay and that they oftentimes resist pursuing this high voltage, high definition life. Do you find that?
Well, I do. I do. And as a yoga teacher, I move thousands of bodies. And I see all the time how we, not just individuals, but we collectively block ourselves from recognizing our brilliance. We are all brilliant. We have this immense intelligence and capacity to connect, innovate, create. And so I think if we could start to look at those moments in our daily lives, when we do feel spectacular, when we do feel lit up, we can start to trust that we can do it in all areas. And so I often tell people, just start small. Start small by glimpsing little moments, recognizing these profound highlights of being human.
And they can be as simple as what?
As noticing the smell of your dinner, as pausing to notice the brilliance of the night sky, as giving a hug and really pausing to hug, to really start to slow down and experience the moments of your lives fully. I think that's how we start to we start to kindle the flame that's within all of us to really experience our lives fully.
Some great ideas and concepts and notions in the book, On the Verge, Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine by author Kara Bradley. Kara, thanks so much for this great information today on America Weekend.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you for spending time with us on America Weekend. The program is America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Great to be with you. Much more coming up. Stay where you are. It's the Envision Radio Network.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want to save money, improve your memory, and reduce your weight at the same time? Sounds too good to be true, but it's doable. Here's the social science of it. First, how to save money. Did you know that 2/3 of all you buy in a grocery store is considered an impulse buy? To stop it, create a list of what you need, purchase from the list, pay for it, and exit the store. Want to improve your memory? Use a list. Everyone's memory slows down a bit as they age, and every genius I know uses a list to help out. Want to lose weight? Write down, list out everything you eat. As you're more conscious of what you put in your mouth, you just don't eat as much. What's the cheap psych trick? Even Santa Claus uses a list. And a simple list can save you money, improve your memory, and help you lose weight. Would love to hear from you. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. On the Big Island of Hawaii, lava has been flowing from Kilauea Volcano for the last 20 years. During that time, many houses have been destroyed, and those with fire insurance were covered. But many were simply surrounded by lava for miles in every direction. With no access to the home or necessary utilities, these homes have no value. How do the insurance companies settle these types of claims? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Since the useless homes are still standing, albeit in a field of lava, the insurance companies have refused to recognize that the owners are now homeless. And that's the final verdict.